were to look unto him, when you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, grace came by him. He is the author. Why is he the author? Because he was Elohim. He was Emmanuel, the initiator of this covenant. He will finish it with eternal life given to us. Eternal life came through Jesus. All our sins were placed on him. We were all gone off, gone astray as sheep that wandered away. But God's mercy came through him. Who is he? Who is Jesus? God himself. God himself prepared himself a body so that he can come down and identify with his children. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 11. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. So that you can link verse 11 with Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 and verse 9. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. That is my emphasis. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Go back to verse 11 of John chapter 3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. What is our witness? The witness we witness is that if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. What is the witness? Our own testimony. I once was this, but now I am this after I met with Christ. That is the witness. The witness that I am preaching now, I am preaching what I have confirmed. I have confirmed that Jesus is real. I have confirmed that when you meet him, your life can never be the same. And there are men and women that have the same witnesses. There is a sister that will tell you, I met the Lord and I could not paint my face again. I stopped wearing trousers. There is a man that will tell you, since the day I met the Lord, I am no longer drinking. Not because I gave any order. Nobody gave me order. Nobody. No, I'm not afraid of any man. No, I'm not a hypocrite. The thirst for alcohol died. How it happened, I don't know. It is by the working of a power, Apostle Paul calls it. The working of a power within us. That power flowed through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a process to achieve that. You know yourself. That many of us if you say you are a Christian, you are a witness. So many of us are false witnesses, because the life you live is contrary to what identifies a Christian. You know it. And I'm not saying this to condemn you. You have been continuing like that because one serpent preached to you that it doesn't matter, you are saved. He is leading you to hell. The ministry of a serpent is to preach another gospel. And there are serpents and serpent seeds that are preaching salvation when they themselves are not saved. That's what I want to emphasize. Very, very, I say unto thee, we speak that we know. We see you and we know that a Christian cannot gossip. You are all they know, your identity is gossip. Certainly you are not a Christian. We know it. You have not met with Christ. What you may be occupying any position in the church, you may be expressing, using any gift, power, anything. But once we see you, we test you by what we know a true witness should be. We can rightly place you where you belong, at least as at the time we are rating you. We know you can change tomorrow, but for now, what I see you do, I can tell you, you are lie. You have not even started the journey. You don't know. All you are doing is just religion. I'm saying it hard for people to understand why Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. We speak that we know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witnesses. No matter how I preach here, you are not ready to yield yourself for God to work on you. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And one of the heavenly things that he told us that people cannot understand, hallelujah, one of the heavenly things that he said, you believe in God, he said, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. You want to say again, where is your Father's house? Then carnal people are going to think that those mansions are like those ones at Ikoyi and Banana Island and we are in Abuja mansion. Then they go their chube dreams and say, I was taken to heaven and I saw the mansion of Paul and I saw the mansion of, and people read it and then they don't know that they are just book writers. They are commercial book writers. They call them fiction. They can sit down and imagine story and write it. You would think it is real. Then they can take it and then make a film with it and you say it is a real life story. It's nothing but imagination. Fictitious. Fiction. Nothing. No building is built in heaven. Oh, glory be to God. Apostle Paul said, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have another one. That one is not built with hand. It's a heavenly body. It's a spiritual me. Oh, glory be to God. And why is it a mansion? It is a dwelling place of the Spirit of God. That's why the New Jerusalem is not the building constructed with the Julius Berger and all this Chinese construction company. The New Jerusalem is the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. It is, we are the city of God. That's why he said, when you come to Christ, he said, you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. Oh, glory be to God. The city of God. When you come to Christ, you have come to the city of God. And the city is made up of houses and mansions. You are one mansion. I am one. You are one. Together, the bride of Jesus Christ, we make the city of God, the new Jerusalem. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are not born again, how can you understand this heavenly city? That's what Jesus Christ is talking about. And he says in verse 13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. That is where he belongs. And then he added, this is how God brought grace. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, grace. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Nicodemus, are you hearing me? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In another place, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And one of our brothers was leading us in song one day. And then he says, he began to shout, lift him up higher, lift him up higher. And we kept singing, lift him up higher, lift him up higher. So when we sing, I said, Abe, Mukuna, wait. Do you know which scripture you are singing? They were looking at me. I said, you are looking at the scripture that said, if I be lifted up, He was talking about his death on the cross. And you and I did not lift him there. It was the Pharisees and Sadducees that lifted him there. It was his enemies that lifted him there. And we cannot crucify him again, so we will not lift him up like that. But brother, if you mean we should lift him up in exhortation, in worship, it is understandable. But I don't like too much to sing that song, because anytime I sing that song, my mind goes to this scripture. That's what Revelation does. Praise the Lord. He was lifted up on the cross on Calvary like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. That whosoever believeth in him, verse 15, should not perish, but have eternal life. He was lifted up like Moses lifted up the serpent. So it's referring to the story of what produced the serpent. The serpent that was biting and they were dying was judged by the mercy of God, by the love of God. Evidence, lift it up, you will see that serpent hanging there. Once you can see it, he that believe shall not perish. Believe what? Yea, this serpent has no power over me again. He has been judged. I committed my sin. Sin brought the serpent to me to kill me. Break the edge of God's protection, Satan will enter. Adam broke that protection and serpent entered and bite all of us and reduce us to what we are today. We are all under the venom of that serpent. Still suffering. But as Moses did it for the children of Israel, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. So we are to look unto him. When you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, grace came by him. He is the author. Why is he the author? Because he was Elohim. He was Emmanuel, the initiator of this covenant. And the finisher, oh glory be to God, hallelujah, he will finish it with eternal life given to us. Eternal life came through Jesus. Hallelujah. Look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. And when you look up, you will see something there, that he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was placed upon him. All our sins were placed on him. We were all gone off, gone astray as sheep that wandered away. But God's mercy came through him. Who is he? Who is Jesus? God himself. Oh. God himself prepared himself a body, so that he can come down and identify with his children. I don't know. I don't want to digress. I want to teach. I don't want to go evangelistic. Because anytime I talk about the cross, I go off. I keep facing the cross. The mystery of the cross is too deep. It's very exciting when you catch it. If it had not been for the cross, where will I end up? If it had not been for Jesus, where will I be now? I'm not talking about money I have, or house I have, car I have. I am talking about the blessed assurance. For it is appointed unto man once to die, after that judgment. And my judgment, Christ took my judgment and put it upon him and nailed it on the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, he took my sins and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh my soul, I can say, it is well. It is well. Do you know the meaning of that? It is well. It means, no matter what happens, my soul is already saved. It's by revelation. It is a revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, verse 14, even so must compulsory, because it is the process of redemption, somebody must die. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, you see, love and mercy. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he added in verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. That is another mystery. It's not, it's, this is the day of salvation. It's not to condemn us. What I'm preaching is not to condemn you. No. Let's read on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. The mystery of redemption. So that you understand why he gave the commission in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. He said unto them, go ye into the world, into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the gospel I'm preaching now. The message of grace that came through Jesus Christ. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Hallelujah. In John chapter 1, verse 10, it says, he was in the world. It's the creator of the heavens and the earth was in the world, and the world was made by him. Who was the person hanging on the cross? It was Jehovah, our maker. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth, that they were slapping and they were beating. It was the creator of the heavens and the earth that they were nailing on the cross on Calvary, that they were lying against him. It was the creator of the heavens and the earth that Judas was sold for 30 shekels of silver. The creator of the heavens and the earth. They are confused because they cannot understand how he says he's God. And he's hungry. God does not get hungry. And he's sleeping. God does not sleep. And he's crying. God does not cry. So which one is this? He said he's so poor. He said birds have their nests and foxes have holes where they sleep. He said, but the Son of Man has nowhere to even lay his head. You go follow that kind of man. That's the mystery. Then he confused them the more. When hanging on the cross, he said, my father, why has thou forsaken me? They are confused. Hallelujah. But Apostle Paul said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, was manifested in the flesh. He said, God was manifested in the flesh. He said, he was justified in the spirit. How was he justified in the spirit? As he was being baptized, the Holy Ghost descended like a dove, and a voice spoke to the hearing of everybody, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He was justified in the spirit. Seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles, believe on in the world, I am evidence. and receive up into glory. Who was that? God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hey, this mystery is too much. They cannot understand him, so they tear him into three and call it Trinity. Nothing like that. For the Bible tells you in Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 that Christ is the image of the invisible God. God decided to make himself visible. He built a body for himself. Oh, glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 5. That's why it is written. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, God the creator came into the world. He said, sacrifice and offering thou willest not. What you used to do with goats, what you used to do with rams is over. But a body hast thou prepared me. In the womb of a woman. Why did he prepare that body? He prepared that body for him to fulfill Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14 to 17. For as much then, this is the reason, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, we, the children, he also himself likewise took part of the same flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death, you and I, we are all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now listen, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Hey, he came to have a lineage. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. A deep mystery. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. High priest. To make reconciliation for the sins of the people. And verse 18. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. That's why we say Jesus knows all about our struggles. He knows.
He will die till the day
is not
afraid. There's not a prayer, neither Lord be Jesus.
Hallelujah.
No.
Chapter 6, verse 17. He says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. I'm going somewhere. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into that within the veil, verse 20, my emphasis, whither the forerunner, the one that goes ahead, is for us entered, that is Jesus. He is made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now chapter 7, for this, verse 1, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessing in Genesis chapter 14, to whom also Abraham gave tithe, a tenth part of all. Hallelujah. Being by interpretation king of righteousness. That is the interpretation of Melchizedek. King of righteousness. And after that also, king of Salem. Hallelujah. Which is king of peace. Who did Abraham meet on his way as he was coming back? He met a high priest. And this high priest, this time, is not after the order of Melchizedek. Abraham was a prophet. He saw something. Now, what was he doing? It was God showing Abraham a foretaste of grace that God himself is going to come down to be our high priest. So he appeared to Abraham. He's the king of peace. Oh, glory be to God. He was a high priest. Verse 3. See his description now. Who did Abraham meet? He met a high priest. But this high priest is without father. Nobody born him. Without mother. He's not an orphan. No. Without descent. So he has no lineage. So don't think he's Igbo. All of them they sing Igbo song, Igbo song, Igbo song. He has no descent. He's not descending from the east. Having neither beginning of days, he has no birth date. Hey, yeah. He met a man or a high priest. Oh, but this one, no father, no mother. Without descent. Having neither beginning of days, no end of life. You know they die. It's eternal. But, oh, glory be to God. But, made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who did Abraham meet on the way? He met a priest, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that was doing drama, that later on came, oh glory be to God, hallelujah, to be the mediator between God and man, to fulfill the law of redemption that must be by kinsman redeemer. Man fell, man has to redeem man. But before you are qualified, you must be free. You will not be in bondage and deliver another person who is in bondage. That's why it's contrary. A sinner can never preach and people will receive salvation. Because life begets life. You don't have life, no matter what you say. You are only singing and the people are chorusing you. Amen. If they come for altar call, they are only coming to dance further to your song. No conversion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see his discussion with the woman at the well. It's another very long reading. I want you to understand this process. I'm not going to rush it. If there is any burden I have in my heart, I have been praying. I say, Lord, cause me to say it in a way that somebody will catch it. In a way that we make somebody to look inward. We are concentrating too much on outward. When the Bible says, judge not that ye be not judged. What it's saying is, stop looking at others. You know everything about other church members. You know all those who are fornicating. You know all the adulterers, you know them. You know all the 419 in our midst. You know everything about the condition of everybody in the church. Do you know who you are? Have you taken time to look inward? Brethren, Hallelujah. The first hindrance to your salvation is you yourself. And if you are saved, nobody can unsave you. Even God cannot unsave you. Once saved, forever you are saved. And there is identity of those who are truly saved. They are too busy making their calling and election sure. Too busy to be distracted by the church politics that are going on. Because of what somebody told you, you will stop coming to church. Just imagine that. Amen. And all the nonsense going on is all nothing but tears in our midst. Just to cause distraction. Just to disturb us. But I'm too focused. I will be a good soldier and I will die at my post. Satan will try to distract me with all manner of things he can do. Especially now that you have social media. I was reading something this morning. The managing director of that bank, that it was in the social media that a worker under him in the bank has two or three children. And that the husband found out that they were not his children. The children belonged to the managing director. And you will have observed that the man did not say anything. Up to this morning, the man has not replied to anybody. The board say he should step aside. They are doing investigation. And they have appointed a new acting managing director. This morning, I saw a news flash from Vanguard that the woman who is either in UK or America said that, please, all that is a lie. She never ever said so, that these are his children. But they had problems and they separated. And that she's mourning her husband no matter what. She used the word, every marriage have their differences. We surely had our differences, that even police had to intervene on several occasions before we parted way. But I never ever told him that those children are not his. And they should allow them, and they are embarrassing her children by putting their pictures in the social media. Can you see, what if what that woman is true and somebody just staged that story? And with the social media, expect anything. They can even Photoshop whatever they want to portray you and throw it in the medium. The only thing people like us do is stay and let God vindicate you. And that is made possible when you are focused. Of course, we too, we must be careful that we don't give the enemy a chance. By the way we live our life, by the way we, certain people will associate. There are some people when you associate with, you are associating with the problem. You are associating with scandal. You are associating with whatever it is. So we should be careful. But brethren, concerning the Christian faith, my prayer is that you will be so focused with your Christian faith that no matter what happens to you, let it not affect the salvation of your soul. And that is what I want to establish. We shall continue next Sunday. Now let's hear the musicians. The musicians have a message. They have a message.
When it reach down his hand for me, when it reach down his hand for me, I was lost and condemned, but Jesus Christ in a boat. No. Messiah.